This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Are the 49ers too reliant on Christian McCaffrey in order for them to succeed next season? I guess that's my question. 888-957-9570. I think you need to put a little bit more on Brock's plate, especially if he's going to be one.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I don't know. Can you just?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Open up the passing game a little bit. You're so smart, Kyle.
He's never gonna.
You're
be.
So smart.
He's never gonna
when
do
I,
that.
When I got Jay Gruden coming on our airwaves saying your passing game leaves him wanting a lot more.
Uh-huh.
And listen, say what you will about Jay Gruden. I do think Kyle Shanahan is infinitely going to be regarded as a better offensive mind than Jay Gruden ever was. But Jay Gruden did have a lot of success with Kirk Cousins, Kyle Shanahan's boy, throwing the football. Like, Can you just get some new elements throwing the football, some new looks? Is that asking too much, Joe? I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is either. But, you know, the offseason isn't over. I just wonder if the Niners are going to be in on any of these, like, free agents that are lurking out. Like, Amari Cooper's out there right now.
I would not be mad at that.
You know, I believe Keenan Allen has yet to be signed by anyone, if I'm not mistaken. Unless Arizona swooped him up. No, Arizona didn't swoop him up yet. I thought that they were kind of targeting him. The running back from Cleveland is someone, as you talk about Christian McCaffrey, the guy who tore his leg up a couple years ago, Nick Chubb, would be a guy that I think would be perfect in the Shanahan system. I think it gives him someone different that you could rely on, even though I know he's coming off of a devastating injury. Like, I think Nick Chubb would be great in the one-cut offense. There are guys out there for the 49ers right now that are kind of just sitting out there. I just wonder, now that they've got some of their finances in order, are they going to go in on one of these guys?
Well, they were in on Amari Cooper for the right price. Remember that?
Like, yes.
There was a conversation.
I thought there was a trade with Ayuk last year regarding Cooper.
And Amari, I think he like even said as much, maybe he tweeted, I forget, but he's like, get me the hell out of here, basically. Or he would love to have gone to San Francisco, basically. Yeah. And I'm sure he would, because say what you will about him and his career, talking about, he's not a bust. He was a top five pick. Has he been a top five quarterback throughout his career? Probably not, but he's been very consistent, and he's a possession wide receiver, and he can get separation. One thing I will never question with Amari Cooper is the route running. Guy's got elite footwork when it comes to the route running ability.
I like it. He's solid.
He's very solid.
Yeah, he's solid.
Now, did he underwhelm with Buffalo? Probably, but again, he came there mid-season, it felt like, early in the season, so... And it's a very tough situation to do that.
But Joe, I think the Niners are in a good position, and they got Purdy locked up. Like, last couple of years, you hit this point in the year, right? And there's all these free agents out there, and you had the unresolved Ayuk situation, and the unresolved Trent Williams situation, and the unresolved George Kittle, and the unresolved Nick Bosa. So you didn't know what your finances are. You kind of got a good feel of what your money is right now, right?
You do.
So Matthew Judon's out there, who I've loved for years, right? You could use some defensive linemen, some veteran guys. Yeah, again, I reference Nick Chubb. Like, I think that's a really low-risk type of a maneuver. A guy like Amari Cooper, I think that they could pick off 1, 2, 3 veterans, add to the mix right now, get them in for the next training camp type stuff. I think it would, like, they could be in a really good spot.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HG1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You mentioned the contract situations actually being in a good place this year for the 49ers compared to the last few seasons.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan also spoke about that yesterday to the media.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had a number of contract holdouts last year, and I think we've had a couple before that. But we've always had a real good turnout for OTAs and or for our offseason. I mean, we're a team that, you know, usually have like one or two maybe with contracts and one or two who got other stuff going on. But I think our attendance has always been real good. The contract stuff gets made a big deal. It's always annoying when it goes into camp, and especially when you're going into a first week and stuff like that. But that's not something that really affects the team right now. It's cool that we don't have any of those on the horizon, though. So, you know, there'll be no hiccups in the future.
It's Kyle Shanahan yesterday. So that's good. But also at the same time, you're still reliant on the guy that you signed to a contract last year when you extended him, when you knew full well that he was hurt. And you extended him. So that's still the whole, I'm trying to get past it. I am, Joe. And as you said, it's May. So I'm not saying the sky's falling.
No, I don't think that's what anyone's saying.
I'm not saying that. I think there's a lot of Niners fans that are just worried about Christian McCaffrey. That's the guy that you have. And that's why I like that you said Nick Chubb. I want someone else that I could rely on at least to, if Christian McCaffrey's going to miss a game, and he's going to miss some games, I feel like. He's going to miss some time at some point. That's just baked into the equation. Maybe it's protecting him from himself, limiting the snap count, whatever you're doing. You need to divvy up the workload with him going forward.
You need NFL. Like, this is, I like Garendo, okay? But look, he's also kind of a wild card, right?
Right.
He's a young player. I like the more established change of pace guy, like a Chubb, like another guy who's, I know he's sitting out there and anyone could have him. And you're going to roll your eyes when I say the name, like Jamal Williams. You could do a lot worse.
I like Jamal Williams.
I do too. Yeah. He's a good goal line back. He gives you something different. He's reliable. He played in the system in Green Bay that was similar to ours. He was solid in Detroit.
It's also funny. He's a quirky guy. I like Jamal Williams
a lot. I'm with you on that. So like those are the types of guys, as you're talking about Christian McCaffrey, now that your money is kind of settled and you have a clear idea of what you're doing, I bet you John Lynch is going to bring in a couple of these types of veterans. Like, again, they're Cooper, Keenan Allen, Jamal Williams, Nick Chubb. These are offense players. I think Matthew Judon makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Super smart, older. He could stop the run, sets the edge. You get him and Mikael Williams, and on third down, Williams jumps inside. These are the kind of veterans that I think they could add to the mix. And in years past, they kind of couldn't go after those just lingering free agents because they just didn't have that extra money and they didn't know what their money was going to be because they had prominent players on the roster they needed to extend.
I like Matthew Judon now more because I actually have like a young future piece in Mikael Williams coming out of Georgia. That helps. It's when it's like I'm relying him to be my number two solely outside of Nick Bosa. That's when it's going to be a problem. But if he could be my number three.
Stud.
No, he is. He had 5.5 sacks last year. For Atlanta, but prior to that, obviously New England, obviously Baltimore.
He's a good football player.
He's had 72 career sacks. That's pretty damn good.
When Belichick says you're one of the smartest players I've ever coached, I believe you.
Yes.
Right?
On defense, especially. When Bill Belichick might be the greatest defensive coordinator.
He's never played with anyone as good as Nick Bosa.
No, he hasn't. Well, I'm trying to think. Baltimore, no. They've had really good defense.
They have.
New England, no. Kyle Van Noy, no. The Ninkoviches of the world, no. So, yeah. No, that's not a bad call.
So, anyway, it's just... These are just some names that, like, I listen to everybody. Like, we're all panicking about. Trust me, I'm not mad at anyone who's like frustrated, panicking, worrying about Pearsall. It's not great. I'm not lying to you guys. I'm not gonna sit here and say, don't worry about anything. No, this is a soft tissue injury for a wide receiver. This is not good, and it's injury after injury. And yes, he got shot, but he hurt his shoulder multiple times and the hamstring before we even got to the gunshot. Right, and that is just gonna set anyone back. No one denies that. But there are other wide receivers, and in this system, if you get one of these veterans, a Cooper, a Keenan Allen, you know, you could find someone who can offset some of the productivity. Emmanuel Sanders got traded midway through the season and fit right in.
He did. And then Jimmy overshot him in the Super Bowl. Well, the rest is history. I know. That's just, it always goes, I always think of Emmanuel Sanders. You say that, I say that Super Bowl. Not to say that would have won them the game, by the way, because everyone still thinks, like, if he hits that, the game's over. I was like, well, there's the other guy on the other side, not named Patrick Mahomes. He's pretty good.
Like, a guy that I've been looking at, and just because I see his name circling, like, Tyler Boyd. Is he the greatest? No. He's a solid NFL player. He could be your 2, 3, 4, right? Like in a pinch for a couple
of
weeks.
Of course, with the Bengals, he would have been the three because you have
no, but T. no Higgins, one's bringing him in to be your number one, right?
No.
He's just saying like come in, learn the playbook, if Chris Connolly can make big time playoff catches, you know, these are the kind of guys I would be targeting if I was the 49ers. And they've got a couple of months now where you're getting ready for training camp and you can kind of sit back, look at your team after these OTAs, and identify what you think you can go out and poach in the free agency market for veteran players who are sitting there for dirt cheap, in my estimation.
Want to have a fun conversation on the other side, Joe?
I do.
You know what's always fun in sports talk? It's when you compare quarterbacks. That gets people really going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty variety of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.